Blog Talk Radio.
All right, y'all. So here it is, the Daily Go Get a Missing Show, Flashback Friday. Let's get real about, thank God it's Friday. We're talking about not people who are not used to losing and not getting their way. When you're not used to losing or not getting your way, it's actually, to me, kind of strange. It's kind of strange. I don't know what people who get their way all the time look like, act like. But I do know what it's like for people who act like they get their way all the time, act like. Because when you really think about it, you know, the people that we say are so entitled or have entitlement issues or are always used to getting their way all the time, think about it. Do those people that we're talking about, do they have a lot? I mean, keeping it a buck. The people that you know who claim to not be used to losing and not getting their way, do they have a lot? And I don't know what your threshold or measurement of having a lot is, but trust me, when I say that somebody has a lot, I'm talking about literally having a lot. I'm talking about expensive everything, the best of everything. The people that I know who claim to, you know, not be used to losing, that they haven't won championships. I don't see them with no championship rings on their fingers. I don't see that. But they'll tell you that they're not used to losing. Sometimes I think that we have to look a little deeper into what people are actually saying. We got to look a little deeper into what people are actually saying when they say things like, well, I'm just used to getting my way or whatever. Or you were such a challenge for me. You were such a challenge. You were such a challenge. I didn't know that it was going to be like that. I thought my pockets stayed fat, but it looks like I was going to have to spin and even bend down to the rim. Yo, what's going on? Yo, what's wrong? Turn my whole life around and I don't know what to do. Feeling like a clown. You never felt like a clown before, then that would separate you from everybody. Most of the people in the population, we all got to deal with our frustration. Nobody gave us a silver spoon, and you neither. Oh, I mean, seriously. Really, really think about what I said. Process that. Do the people who you know who claim to not be used to losing or are so used to getting their way, do they have a lot? Because if I got my way all the time, I don't think I would even be sitting here in front of this camera. I would be on the big screen. Real shit. You know what I'm saying? At least on a silver screen. So I guess there are levels to this whole thing. I guess that for whatever situation or position that you're in, maybe you're used to being dominant in that area. But I still question it. And I'm gonna keep it a buck with y'all. This is what I'm hearing whenever I hear somebody say that they're used to getting their way or that they're not used to losing. What I'm hearing when I hear somebody say that is that I thought you was weak, but I met my match. That's what I hear. I thought you was corny. I thought you were easy to beat. I thought that maybe you were just an exhibition instead of a real prize fight. I thought you were the Golden Gloves. I didn't really realize that we were in the pros. That's what I'm hearing when I hear somebody say that I'm just used to getting my way and, you know, I'm not used to losing. And I haven't heard a whole lot of people say that they're not used to losing. It's just something that you can observe with certain people based on the way that they handle challenges that they don't rise to the occasion for, or that they are not prepared for, or that they straight up lose. You know, like, you can tell when somebody is used to playing down to their competition or blowing people out. I got one. I definitely have one. I don't know about y'all, but I play Words with Friends. As a matter of fact, if you play Words with Friends, look me up. I'm Sun752 on Words with Friends. Sun752. SUN752. Lowercase SUN752. You know, 752. People who play Words with Friends think that they're smart. Really. They think that they're smart, especially if they have grown up and were good at Scrabble. So they look at somebody like me, they don't think I'm going to be very good at the game. Now, I don't win every game of Words with Friends, but I win enough. I definitely win a lot. Let me check my record. Let me see what my all-time record is on Words with Friends. Hold on. I got y'all. Hold on. What I'm working with. Because I play every day, and I play multiple games. So let me see. Okay. But the bottom line is, on Words with Friends, you know, if somebody doesn't think that you're very smart, then they don't think that you're going to be able to play very well. They don't think that you're going to be able to keep up with them as far as you know, putting words together, scoring high scores on the words that you put out there, that kind of stuff. By the way, okay, so my all-time wins are 7,240. So you can tell that I played a lot. Wait a minute. That can't be right. All time win. Oh no, this is against, wait. All right. Yeah. 7,240. So I've been playing Words with Friends for a long time. That doesn't say, what it doesn't give you is how many times you've lost. But I know I've won more times than I've lost. No question about that. So, okay. Bottom line is, in a game like Scrabble, where you have to know words and you have to know how to place the words and where to place them and all that kind of stuff, somebody might not think that you're very good at that. And I am very good at it. I'm not the best. I'm not the champion. You know, there's some people that I play, they totally blow me out and all of that, but I've done that to other people. And I can tell when somebody has either improved their game or when somebody has learned how to cheat. Because you went from making words like bad, sad, glad, cat, hat, rat, scat, time, mime, chime, rhyme, so all of a sudden you putting together these seven letter words and they're unique words. They're not like these are the kind of words that send you to the dictionary. And I don't really use words like that. All of my words are regular, what I consider to be regular conversational words. I just know where to put them and how to play. So when you play somebody in Words with Friends, they might think that they're smarter than you. And when you show them, then no, I'm actually a skilled player, and you beat them, and then they accuse you of cheating. You know how many times first of all, at Words with Friends, I don't cheat. I do not cheat. I've never cheated at Scrabble. I'm not cheating at Words with Friends. For what? For what? for what? Even though Words with Friends encourages you to cheat. But let's stay focused. The bottom line is, when somebody thinks that they're better than you, smarter than you, more cunning than you, more skilled than you, because maybe you haven't showed them your hand. You know, you've just gone about your business being who you are, being humble, concentrating on things that you might think are more important and stuff like that. They think that they could beat you. So when they say that they're not used to losing, a lot of times what they might be saying to you is, I thought that you were an easy mark. I thought that you were an easy lick. I didn't think that you could play. You don't look like you was going to be able to do nothing with somebody like me. And you might just be looking at them like, okay, well, now that you know differently, what now? Where do we go from here? So that's what I'm hearing a lot of times when I hear somebody say that they're not used to losing. Because like I said, I don't see any championship rings on your fingers. I ain't see you on a float in a parade like, yeah, we won. We won. We won. We won. So I'm like, you know, you don't seem wealthy to me, or I don't know. You don't look like the horse that won the Triple Crown or anything like that. So I'm not underestimating you, but I think that sometimes people overestimate themselves and underestimate you. And you humble them by showing them like, no, I ain't no punk, or I'm not no square, or I'm not the weakling that you thought I was. You know, so not used to losing, not used to not getting their way. So some people are really sore losers. So, you know, you see how they start making up every excuse in the book about how come they didn't win. Some people really can't handle it, but it's not that they can't handle not winning, because they've lost before. What they're saying is they can't believe they lost to you. And that happens in love too. That happens in love too. Well, you know, this is not really the man or the woman that I really wanted to be with, but I'll be with them because if I be with them, then I'll be a queen. I'll be a king. I'll be doing my thing. I'll be doing anything that I want to. They can't front on me because I got it like that. And if they ever try to act like they a king or a queen, I'm going right up the bat. I don't know. Well, the bottom line is, we can break down and dissect this whole not used to losing or not getting their way thing. And we can break it down a few different ways. Now, when you first heard this topic, you were probably thinking more along the lines of entitlement issues. I think it's deeper than that, though. I think this is deeper than somebody just being entitled or feeling like they are entitled to something. So I'm not going to get on my millennials and my Generation Z. I'm not going to get on those kids right now. I ain't even talking about them right now. I'm talking about us Generation Xers, us baby boomers, you know, those aging generations that are on their way out instead of on their way up, because we're still exhibiting a lot of questionable behavior. So let's take a look at it. Let's take a look at why we've been acting like little babies. We've been acting like little babies. You know what I mean? So let's get into it. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Was this your daily? The Daily Go Get 'Em is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go-Getterism show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight we're talking about not used to losing or not getting your way. Not used to losing or not getting your way. Not used to losing, not getting your way. Not used to losing, not used to not getting your way. I said not used to losing, not getting your way. You know what I'm talking about. That's why we talking about it today. I said you're not used to losing, not getting your way. And sometimes when you lose, you got to pray that it will never happen again. Not with this person, or friend. You understand what I'm talking about. You thought you was a 10, but you sometimes got to be a 5, maybe even a 7, but you're not 11. You're not over the top, and now you need to stop. Yo, really need to stop. Yo. All right. So what y'all talking about? What we talking about tonight, fam? What we talking about tonight, people? Not used to losing or not getting your way. Entitlement, spoiled, rotten, bratty. People have told me in my life that I'm not used to, that I always get my way. And I've always told them that you must not know what my way is. Because I'm going to tell y'all straight up and down, God forbid that I should always get my way. I ain't even hold you. God forbid, and trust me, he has forbidden, but God forbid I should always get my way. Because I am flesh and bone and hormones just like everybody else. But I know if I got my way all the time, I would probably become evil. Evil. But I want y'all to ask yourselves, do you feel like you always get your way? Or the people that you think always get their way, why do you feel that way towards them? Do you feel like you always get your way? And if you feel like you always get your way, how do you choose your battles? Because we all have to choose our battles in life. You know that. You know that. You're not going to get your way with everybody that you encounter. There's no way. You know, you would be omnipotent. You would be so powerful. You would be drunk with power. You would be intoxicated like, yeah, let me drink this powder. Oh, shit, big. Hey, yo. Tell you, whatever I want to do, we going to do, say. Yo, I'd let you. By the way, the Eagles really won the Super Bowl. The Eagles. What the hell? What the hell? I broke my shit. The Eagles really won the Super Bowl. Kansas City didn't win. You know why? Because I got my way. I wanted the Eagles to win, so I got my way because I always get my way. That's what I'm – seriously. If you always get your way and you're not used to losing, then – you would be the best gambler ever known to the world. All right, so maybe that's over the top. Maybe that's over the top. Maybe we all have to be regulated on some level, and I agree with that. But like I said, if you are used to always getting your way and you're not used to losing, how would you be able to choose your battles if you are used to always getting your way? You would always have to prey on people who were weaker than you. That's the only way you would always be able to get away. You would have to canvass. You would have to solicit people who bended to your whims every single time. Because you would never know what compromise was. T. Carey, right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. And Stacey White, what's going on? Thanks for coming on through. For real, it's on. And Mia Cunningham, oh damn, and thanks for coming on through. That's what's up, fam. And Carol Chamberlain, me friend, me favorita, really always great to see ya. All right. Stacey White says, sometimes I can't see myself, so I don't know. You said that earlier, so I don't. I don't know. TK Wright says, "LOL at Scat Cat Mind Time." You know it's true. It's no, you know it's true because you play. You play. You know what it is. All right. Carol says, "Omar, why do you keep putting up the number if we can't call in? Because it won't always be that way, Carol. It won't always be that way. And you can still call in." Y'all just won't hear. You'll be able to hear. They'll be able to hear you on a blog talk side, and I could translate what you might be saying to everybody else. But it won't always be that way, Carol. I just haven't figured out how to make this thing right. But don't worry, it ain't like people be calling in all crazy anyway. just bear with me. I'm not used to not getting my way. TK Wright says probably habit, Carol. It really is. Cal said, call me spoiled. TK Wright says, I know, sis. He may not even be paying attention, and he's still doing it. And I know. I did it when I did it. And it's not going to always be that way. We're going to get it worked out. We're going to get it worked out. Cal said, did I hurt your little feelings in my tweety voice? No. I'm tough. I'm hard as nails. But seriously, though, if you're used to always getting your way, the only way that I could see that being the case successfully is if you've always dealt with people who had enough to give you whatever you wanted, and you would have to be able to convince them every time that you getting your way is the best way for things to be. And I don't think that that would be an easy thing to do. I don't think that would be an easy thing to pull off. I think that would be very, 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 very difficult. So here we are, not used to losing or getting your way. Now, I mean, you know, many times when we hear a concept like this, we start thinking about our children and the monsters that we have made our children, the little monsters that we have made, and our attempt to make sure that our babies were provided for better than we may have felt that we were provided for when we were younger. We tried to make sure that they had everything that they needed. All right. But now, because we may have felt guilty at certain times that, you know, listen, man, if you've ever felt guilty about, like, if you have multiple children, for example, and you've ever gone through a time patch where both parents were not involved in your children's lives, if you've ever been through that, then you understand what it's like to want to compensate for that by doing something else for your kids. Let me be perfectly clear. If there's ever been a time when your baby father was not active in your child's life, but you didn't want your child to feel left out or neglected by the dad, so you did other things to possibly keep their minds off of that. So maybe you did things with your child that you would expect a father to do with the child to try to make up for it. And maybe when whatever the child wanted, even if it was hard for you to afford at that time, you tried to afford it because you didn't want the child to start thinking like, well, if my dad was here, maybe I would be able to get it because it would be two incomes instead of one income. You understand what I'm saying? It's a human way to feel. Or if you've ever dissolved a relationship or gotten a divorce, you know, divorce brings with it a set of challenges that married people often don't expect. You know, marriage itself brings challenges that a lot of people are ill prepared for when they enter marriage. But the end of that marriage, what comes after it, the train wreck of finances, property management, and I don't mean just property management in terms of where you live. I mean your property, the things that you owned coming into a marriage having to be divided up when you leave a marriage. A lot of people have to go through that, and a divorce puts you right in focus of that concept, and it's hard for people to deal with. Nah, me, nah, I'm saying. So, and this can happen even if you were just cohabitating. Like maybe you weren't married, but you were living with somebody that you had kids by or blended family with. And then, you know, the kids have to, you have to divide the kids up when y'all break up. It's hard on children. And because it's hard on children, it becomes harder on you. So you have to deal with the pain, the emotional pain of the breakup itself. And then you have to deal with trying to keep the children well adjusted in the midst of this breakup, because they're not emotionally developed enough to understand how come mommy and daddy don't want to be together no more. How come daddy or daddy, this daddy ain't coming around, no more, won't be around no more. They're not equipped for all of that. And you probably ain't equipped for it either, but you have to be the adult. All right, so I'm saying all that to say this. You may have spoiled your children in lieu of not being able to give them the two-parent home, the two-parent household that you once provided for them. You were unable to keep that. So you might have spoiled them in other ways. Well, listen, I can't give you your mama. I can't give you your daddy. I can't give you Miss Kim. Miss Kim ain't going to be around no more. No, she won't. She can't do your hair no more. You know how hard that shit is? When is she going to do my hair? Well, Miss Kim can't do your hair no more because she's out the door. She can't come around. When she comes around, I feel like crying. And I'm dying inside and I can't understand. I mean, I can't expect for you to understand that, but understand this, that I love you and I'm going to provide, but I'm really hurting inside and I know that you are too. It's bigger than getting your hair done. You want to have fun with the person that you called your mom, Miss Kim. But the light on us has become dim, and the sun has set on our relationship, and we are out of it. And I hope that you see the truth one day. But right now, hey, I'ma get you this PlayStation 5. I'ma get you this brand new bike. I'ma even get you a new car. Make you a star. So now the child is used to getting all of these material things. So, yeah, they are used to getting their way, even though the way that they really wanted was just love and affection. They wanted family unity, but you couldn't provide that, so you got them all these material things. Now they're used to somebody always, you know, kicking them down with some kind of electronic device or some jewelry or some shit like that. You made this monster. You made them. But that's only one way to create a person that's not used to not getting their way or not used to losing. How many of y'all play games with y'all kids? And for those who play games with y'all kids, do y'all let y'all kids win? Do you let them win? You know, some people will let their kids win. You know how, like, a dad will be playing around with his son or sometimes his daughter. He'd be like, yeah, shake my hand. And he'd be like, oh, my God, woo, boy, you got a grip. And the kid's face light up like, Dad, stop playing. Like, oh, my God, boy, you stronger than Bam Bam. You know who Bam Bam is? Baby, give me them Flintstone tapes. Let me show this boy. Let me show this boy his long-lost brother. My God, oh, woo, you is strong. You know. We want to instill confidence in our children. We want to give them a sense of feeling like a winner. Some parents do that. It can be a good thing to do for a child that really lacks confidence if you navigate it in the right direction to help them build up their confidence. If you consistently allow them to have false confidence and falsely think that they're good at something that they're really not good at, and you never insist that they improve on it, All right, y'all. I miss doing this on Throwback Thursday, but it's Flashback Friday, and we going to do this. How many of y'all, talking about false confidence, how many of y'all, male and female, even though there are no males in the chat right now, there may be some listening, you know, in the background. How many of y'all have fucked your hair up as a child trying to look like somebody else? How many of y'all have either put the scissors to your head or insisted that your mom put a perm in your hair? You know, kitty cat, Jerry curl, dark and lovely, whatever. How many of y'all have fucked your hair up as a young person trying to mimic somebody? I don't know. You might have shaved one side of your hair, head off, you know, trying to look like Climax. You know, the men all pause when we walk into the room. The men all pause and they all sing the same old tune. Or like Prince, you know, in the 80s, all of that, your hair, having your hair slicked back or shaved or going back on the side with it being, parrot-like on top. You know what I'm talking about. How many of y'all fucked your hair up as a child or a teenager, or insisted on fucking your hair up as a child or a teenager trying to look like somebody else? You might have wanted to look like your cousin. Your cousin got good hair. You look like your sister. Your sister got better hair. You look like your brother. Your brother got a lot of hair. Got braids. Got a bush. Got everything. Bush. Yo, you know you did it at some point in time. Everybody did it. Well, maybe not everybody, but a large percentage. A large percentage. So our parents are the ones who co-signed this crazy shit. And your parents might have been the one that warned you. You got a nice grade of hair. You got a nice grade of hair. I don't know why you want to put this perm in. Don't come crying to me if this perm don't go right. All right, so you going to let me do it? Yeah, I'm going to do it. We going to do it. They might have made you wait until you was like 13. Whatever the case may be, you threw that perm up in your hair, and it might have messed your shit up. I don't know if this is true, and y'all can verify this because y'all seen things. Can you put a perm in your hair and it permanently change the texture of your hair? Because I've heard people talk about this. Like, I put this perm in my hair and you know, it made all my hair fall out and my shit was never the same after that. Can that happen? Can it? Holla at me. Let me know. Because these are some things that our parents might let us do. Not so we can be taught a lesson, but because, hey, look, maybe we were trying to find ourselves and they were trying to find an easier path for us to be happy. So this is what we wanted to do, so they let us do it. They probably should have put their foot down and said no. But because of some other reason, they said yes. So, yeah, now we have a classic case of watch out. You might get what you want, but you might not want what you got. We weren't listening. You know how it is when you want what you want. You don't be listening to nothing else. But then you want to blame everybody when the whole shit breaks down. Is y'all following me? Yeah, I mean, y'all following what I'm talking about tonight? Let me read y'all comments. Let me see what y'all talking about. Okay. CK Wright says he's actually beating me in two games. I wanted to be over so I can start fresh and I can beat him again. Nobody beat me. Anytime somebody beat me in Words with Friends, I let them win. It's like, no, I never let nobody win. Ever. 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 Like, but you got to get your weight up. Carol Singler says, it's very hard, Omar. Sometimes it doesn't pay to have your children around everyone. It's true. But, at the same time, you know, you're looking for love and you're trying to find a love in your life that's safe for your children. You don't want your children to be in unsafe situations. We know people who don't seem to give a shit. They're reckless in love. They're reckless in their pursuit of love. If that's not you, it makes it even harder. Carol says, I never did when I played games with mine. Carol said, I ain't letting you win. You know what I mean? Shoot, if you came from me, then you have to learn how to win. I had to learn how to win. Carol said, shoot, I had to learn how to beat my brothers up. They was always picking on me, so you got to fight for it too. TK Wright says, nope, they are going to win or take this L, this capital L. That don't say take, that says tiska. Tisky, tiski, this capital L. Okay, there you have it. Okay, no wonder you're losing the Words with Friends. Okay, TK Wright says, I try to teach my kids how to win in order to help them build confidence. That's, I can dig it. I can dig it. But I do agree that there's more than one way to skin a cat, and some parents skin it a different way. TK Wright says, me, I had the Lisa haircut, a relaxer, a pixie cut, and a Jerry curl for 6 months, which made my naturally curly hair fall out, fall all the way out. I think it did for me. Taki, the perm and pixie cut did me in, says, okay, so when people talk about that, it's true. Mm-hmm. We, you know, you wanted to try something out. We were all warned. We was warned. We wasn't listening. So our parents let us go ahead and learn that lesson. And you know what? normally it's your parents that try to preserve your hair more than anybody else. Because they already know. Our parents have been through the whole hair comp shit, the different era of wigs, maybe not weaves, but definitely the wig thing, the whole, you know, nappy head thing, the perms back in the day was different than they are now. You know what I'm saying? They was using straight lye in the hair back in the day. No regard for the consequences. You saw all of those R&B, them soul singers and all of that. All them dudes running around with their hair conked up. Like, what the hell? What the hell? GK Wright says, it does change your hair for quite a few cycles before your hair can get back to its natural state. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. You know, like, listen, man, like I said, your parents are normally the ones that try to preserve your hair the most. They be trying to warn you, like, listen, you don't want to do this. You don't want to do this. You be like, yes, I do. Don't want to do this. Yes, I do. You don't want to do this. Yes, I do. Please, Mom, let me do this, and I'll be through with asking you for anything else. Except maybe a little money for the movies and the arcade. You understand I made myself into what I am. Mom, can't you let me do this thing? Damn, you don't let me do nothing. My hair ain't for cutting. You won't let me go down. Can I do it now? Let me go back to GK. She said, I had the Lisa cut. Hold on. The Lisa haircut, a relaxer pixie cut, and a cherry curl all for 6 months, which made my hair naturally curly hair. You know, you sound like Frida on the Peanuts. My naturally curly hair. Do girls like that have naturally curly hair? Yeah. But it's cool, though. TK Wright says, I got my pixie cut. And my dad called me Carl instead. What? You okay? You got to chill. She got her pixie cut and her dad called her Carl instead of Carol. Ah, gosh. Well, let me get this straight, Carol. Carl, or whatever your name is. So your family actually calls you Carol? You don't have no nickname in your family? You know, that sounds a little strange. I can't imagine a bunch of black people using their entire breath to say Carol every time they called you. Carol. You know, because it's not a long name, but it takes a while to say it. You can't say it fast, like, because if you say it fast, it won't sound like the word or the name. So you got to take a while. Carol. Hey, yo, Carol. Carol. Something tells me you got a nickname out there somewhere. You might go by your middle name. GK Wright says, only the Jerry curl for 6 months. Okay, there we go. GK Wright says, only the Jerry curl for 6 months. I was just sharing the different hairstyles. Okay. Carol says, it's true. He did, and my nickname was Sissy. Okay. About to say, you ain't gonna tell me everybody running around here calling you Carol. It's impossible in the city of Philadelphia. Carol. Hey, Carol. Hey, Carol. Hey, Carol. No. Sissy, huh? Uh-huh. Now it's all starting to come out. Okay. So, okay. So, not used to losing or not getting your way. So, I was just trying to really construct how or outline how we construct a monstrous person that that turns out to be the spoiled person that we have built brick by brick unknowingly, unbeknownst to us. Sometimes, most times, I don't think that we understand what we're doing. We're hoping for the best. But I have to go. I have to take it back to the beginning of this show when I was talking about how a lot of times people underestimate you. So when they say that they're not used to losing or they're not used to getting their way, a lot of times what they're saying to you is that they didn't expect for you to be a worthy opponent. They didn't expect to meet their match with you. Not you. You? Nigga, you? Nigga, you? I can't lose out to a nigga like you. Carol says, I was the only girl, so I guess it made sense. It did. It does. I just know everybody wasn't running around here calling you Carol. I know something about people in the city of Philadelphia. And I know how lazy they can be when it comes to certain names. It takes too long to say Carol. And plus, it sounds too formal. I mean, it's a nice name. But you know how people are. You know, they don't want to be too formal. When they've met their match in you and they haven't expected that to happen, they didn't expect for it to go down that way. They thought you were going to be an easy mark. They thought that you were going to be an easy lick. And if you're not paying attention, you'll take that insult. You'll take that insult right on the chin. After all, it's going to be all right. You'll get your chance to fight again. But just understand what people are really saying when they say what they say to you. Carol said, only when I was in trouble did they call me Carol. More than understandable there. That is more than understandable. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, they'll do that. But not used to losing or not getting your way. How do you become chosen to give somebody their way all the time? You know, do you consider that to be a privilege? How do you get chosen to give somebody their way all the time? I mean, we know it happens. We know that it happens. But how does it become your job to become a serviceman for somebody else, a service person for somebody else? Carol says, like you just insulted me. I did not. I did no such thing, nor would I. I'll tease, but I won't insult. Man, I never insulted nobody. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Insult, never. All I do is motivate, cultivate, demonstrate, you know, GK Wright says, I understand that, Carol. That's why I prefer Carrie. Y'all keep making me think that I'm in trouble. Interesting. Interesting. That's extremely interesting. Yeah, but you may have hooked up with somebody, or maybe even married somebody that was used to getting their way all the time. And you may have been the one that was giving them their way past the point where you should have put the brakes on them. Now, listen, if somebody is deserving of being treated well, I don't see any reason to hold back on treating them well. Not at all. But when we're talking about these people who are not used to losing or not used to not getting their way, we're not really talking about people who have good intentions. We're often talking about people who really want to be dominant in all situations. And being dominant in all situations doesn't mean that you never give back. It doesn't mean that you never help anybody. But it does mean that you see life through a certain set of lenses that other people don't look at life through. And it can cause problems for you because you have entitlement issues. You have dominance issues. You have superiority complex issues. And that's not always going to bode well. It's not always going to bode well for people. So you got to be careful. You got to watch your stizette. You know what I mean? It's not an easy thing for people to accept in others. You know. So, developing relationships with people is one thing. But in that development, making sure that you keep the Lego building blocks of the relationship fitting with each other step by step in the building process is a tough thing to do. It really is. It's a tough thing to do. But you can make it if you try. We're about to do these birthday shout-outs, man. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs, then we're going to get on the fly here. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. GK Wright says, ugh, definitely my ex. If he didn't get his way, he indulged in deviance. Now, that's toxic. And toxic is not a word that I throw around freely, but that is toxic. And I mean it in this way. Years ago, I had an electrician. He was really good at electricity, but he was really good at bootlegging electricity. So he would get your service hooked up, and he would make it in such a way that your bills would be mad cheap. But if you didn't pay him, if you shorted him even, let's say, $5, he would come and unhook all your shit. He was a crackhead and he was reckless. He didn't give a shit. His whole thing was, you look at me like I'm just a crackhead and like you can play me. So he would hook your shit up if he came to get his money and you was like, oh, you weren't on that site or whatever. Before he left that site, he was turning your shit off. So as your ice cream is melting and your... Let's say it's the summertime, so your ice cream is melting. All your freezer items are thawing out, and the air conditioning is down. And he ain't give a shit. You call him like, yo, Nelson, yo, what happened with you know, why are my lights on? He's like, cause I didn't get paid. I get paid, your lights will go right back on. He was dealing with business people, so that shit worked. It's a dangerous game to play, but I guess he was looking at it from the standpoint, well, it's dangerous not to pay me. You don't know how crazy I am. If I'm crazy enough to turn your shit off without worrying about the consequences, you don't know what I might do to you. You think I'm so much worried about you than you are worried about me. But remember, I'm a crackhead, so I'm used to taking chances. I'm a crackhead. Taking chances, I'm a crackhead. Used to taking chances, I ain't scared of really nothing. except the cops, except for having to deal with my own feelings and stuff. You know this shit is crazy, and you know that life is really tough. But I'm a crackhead, and I will turn your shit off and turn your shit on. Yo, yo, my word is, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious. February 24th, and they deserve to be acknowledged, so let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Michelle. Why Andrews turning 53 years old today. Happy birthday, Mijay. And also, Shaolin Ghost Dancer. My man Shaolin Ghost Dancer turning 59 years old today. And Shauna Enra Grant. Happy birthday to you. And also, Tamika Sanders turning 49 years old today. And Kalia Green turning 41 years old today. And my girl, Kim Chocolate Girl Hartsfield, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my man, Dr. Paul, the man who introduced me to vegan living. Not that I'm a vegan, but he introduced me to all that good naturopathic stuff. Dr. Paul Hopkins, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious. February 24th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all go ahead and turn up. Turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on into the damn, the rock out. Rock on into the damn, rock out. Rock on into the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember. Oh, by the way, I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Remember, man, you can't always have everything your way. You can't always win every. Look, they say you can't win them all, and we all know that. So to even front like, well, you know, I usually win, though, because I'm really that good. I'm really that blessed. I'm really that. Well, what do you have? Where are your championship rings at? Where are your Michael Jordan, Bill Russell, Tom Brady type? Where are your championships at? Because all I do is win. All I do is win. All I do. No. You be losing sometimes. We all got to lose sometimes. We all, you know what I mean? We fight the good fight, and hopefully we get to fight another day. But we all got to grow up. We all have to grow up. We can't always act like a baby, act like a child, throw tantrums, and fall out on the floor and stomp our feet when we don't get our way. But we also can't underestimate people thinking that they're always going to bend to our whims and make us do whatever we want them to do. And you learn from people who are not just resistant, but those who will challenge you. And I don't mean challenge you on some dumb shit. You know what I'm talking about. Stacey, I see you said super chat stickers are not working. I don't know. I mean, they should be. But I appreciate the thought and the effort regardless. Shows that you got heart, you're not heartless. Appreciate all of y'all. All right, y'all. I want y'all to have a great night tonight. If you're going out on this Friday night, going out to have a little fun party, you know, have a February Pisces party, please be careful out there. And let me tell y'all something, man. This COVID thing is not all the way gone. I know we're out of the so-called pandemic, but we're not all the way out of the fire. You still need to do the necessary things to protect yourself against this virus. I work in a hospital, and I see people dying of this shit still. It might not be as politicized as it was before. They're not counting the bodies like they used to, but they're still there. You know what I mean? The world is not all the way back to normal. Or if it is, this is the new normal. So be careful, please. Protect your health and your wealth. And most of all, protect yourself. Peace to all my day ones, 3 days in my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. Thank you, Carol. I guess he fixed the super sticker. I appreciate the super sticker. All right. Blog Talk, we gonna get you out of here. Yeah. Don't forget to hit that like button. Don't forget to share the show. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet.